You're listening to The Osiris Munir Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, kindreds. How's everyone out there doing in this big old bad, crazy, wonderful world of comedy in some places, sadness in others? We have a big globe now. Today, I want to, before we get into anything, let's give our dues to our sponsor. Yay! Senior Real Estate and Probate Specialist, Kevin Pike of Coldwell Banker, 818-571-1508. He's absolutely a sweetheart. Please call him. Call him, look him up, 818-571-1508. Coldwell Banker, he'll be more than happy to speak to you. Now, back to what we're saying today, our topic. We have a very special guest. Before I get into it, local shout out to the Victory Cafe, Efren. Efren is the owner. He was so nice to me and my friend Randy. And what he did was he fixed me a special gluten-free waffle, because I'm into that sort of thing, vegetarianism and all that, been since I was 19. And just a really, really good people. The entire menu is unbelievable. So if you've never had vegan or vegetarian food breakfast in that style, please stop by and tell them that I said hello. I don't get there often, but they're always so wonderful to me when I do. And then let's see another. Oh, wanted to correct something from last week when we had Queen Sheba on. I said that the group XG, they are an all-female Japanese group based in Korea. Now, if there's some more cultures in there, I don't know. It said Japanese. They're based in Korea. They're running a song called Woke Up. It goes, woke up, my face looking like this. So don't get under my skin. Woke up looking like this, like this. So that's their song. Shout out to Masega. Oh, my gosh. He has a song called Unhinged, and I think it goes, gets so sentimental when I'm looking out the window and I'm smoking on my endo, thinking about you. It's a song called Unhinged. Love it, love it, love it. And of course, Red Lotus, because I'm built different. Also, shout out really quickly to the LGBTQIA plus community who gave me work and gave me a job when the other community thought me quirky and unrefined or whatever I was being judged as at the time, when I was just building things and putting things in place. So thanks for letting me go out and do your sales. Thanks for putting me out there when I was afraid of walking on the streets of LA and Japan in Little Tokyo, downtown Chinatown, and went door to door and sold ads for the gay community to run in front of conventional heterosexual content. So I am an honorary member. Don't get it twisted, okay? Love them. Thank you for helping me and being one of my greatest supporters and telling me how badass I am. Yeah. Drum roll for our guest today. She is, drum roll, an international supermodel and Getty published. So if you open up the Getty, you'll see her everywhere, all over the red carpets. She's been Miss China. She was Miss Asia China 2023, Miss Canada World 2024. Influential Model of the Year in 2024, International Celebrity Awards, an award-winning celebrity, international beauty pageant, beauty model. We're going to talk to her now. Her name is Rachel Song. Hey, Rachel. Hey, girl.
Hi. Hi, Rachel. Hey. Osiris.
Hey. I like to call her my little sis. Because when I met each other through a same person through Eric of Hollywood Studios. And we wanted to continue our friendship and our rapport because she's out there doing things. So Rachel, recently, yay, I know that you had your first experience with the New York Fashion Week. Tell what goes on. How did you fly in? You got there. Where did you go? What hotel? What did you do? Tell us what happened.
Okay. Yes. My debut at New York Fashion Week is like a bet. Okay. So for the 6 day of the New York Fashion Week, I was booked for 5 days. And this is my first time. And for my second time, New York Fashion Week, which I have been booked for next season, February already, I will do bigger shows. I will do the whole 6 days of shows. But for this time, my debut at New York Fashion Week, the 5 days of shows I did, including at Times Square and also at World Trade Center. So basically, the two most famous iconic landmarks of the United States, of New York, for the whole world. So I'm very proud of myself, especially as a Canadian. Yes, because I don't think this season there are many Canadian models at the New York Fashion Week. And I know for sure I'm the only Canadian model, Chinese Canadian model, at New York Fashion Week, Times Square fashion show. It is its 13th season on Times Square.
Wow.
Yes, I'm very proud.
You should be very proud. And I want to talk to you about something that people may not bring up. When there are people in the U.S. that can't speak good English. So I am very, very proud and also very, very just ecstatic about talking to people that have had to speak several languages and then learn how to speak English all at the same time. I'm going to ask you a question about that. So I wanted to, I think those of you that have known me for quite some time, when I came out of Texas, I had no idea how to talk. I need to talk like this. I need to talk like this. And I was chugging everything. I was going everywhere. But, and that's fine if you're never going to leave your community. But if you're going to go on the big bad world and you expect people to understand what you're saying and you want people to get you, and depending on where you want to take your career, I've said this again, you must learn how to speak proper English. And I wanted to ask you, Rachel, how big of a challenge has it been for you being not only a Canadian, but a Chinese heritage and having to speak English around English speaking people and do and being in a country that everything is based around the English language and still winning these awards, still becoming Miss Canada, still being an international model? How have you done all of that? What you know, tell us.
Oh, okay. So actually, I feel, you know, there's no problem. I know I have accent. I have no problem, you know, with accent as a model, because when I was in New York, basically, there are models from all the world. So basically, the best models from all the world, they all want to come to New York, come to New York Fashion Week. So you really see lots of diversity, and it's beautiful. But of course, now I am taking more classes to improve my English, to totally get rid of my Chinese accent, to try to get American standard accent so that I can be in more Hollywood films. But so far, I have been in 3 feature films in Hollywood. Plus, I'm in a feature film produced by France.
Wow.
Yeah.
So where can we see these things, and when are these films going to be showing for us to see them?
Okay. So actually, so far, all the films, most of the films are still in, like feature films, are still in post-production. But this film called Hollywood star in Paris. It has been shown in Paris already, and I hope that the producer will bring the movie to LA and to Canada soon so that we can see it. And when the movie is shown in Hollywood, I know it will happen because the producer, she originally planned to have the premiere, Hollywood premiere, last November, didn't happen, but I know for sure if it will happen in 2026, and if that happens, Osiris, you are invited as my special guest.
Yay! See, I get to be invited to these fabulous things. It's so wonderful. And rather than being, and what I love about you, since I met you and knowing you and other beautiful women like yourself, is rather than becoming envious and jealous of each other, you go, that's my girl. I know her. You know, I'm on a picture with her. You know, you get so proud of knowing, you know, I'm so proud. And I know her instead of being like, you know, I'm like, oh no, I know her. That's my girl. I know her, you know. So that is really an accomplishment.
Yes.
Talk to us, Rachel, about what you learned and the different things you learned more about being a pageant model, the difference in modeling in a showroom, the difference in being a fit model, the difference in being a pageant model and a runway model.
So the difference, right?
Yes.
Okay. Actually, won my pageant as Mrs. Photogenic of Asia USA, Europe Global, and Latina Global, also Miss China USA, also Miss China World 2024. Then actually in 2025, I feel I elevated myself by being appointed the judge of the first Miss LA Fashion Week. So while I was a judge at Los Angeles Fashion Show, which you know is a major fashion show during the LA Fashion Week this year. So basically that was all the fashion models for the Miss LA Fashion models for the Fashion Week. They also compete to become, you know, the pageant queen, the first Miss LA Fashion Week. They asked me the same question, and I told them that basically the difference between, you know, the fashion model and the pageant girl, the pageant model, is that when you compete to become beauty queen, the smile is very, very important. Big friendly, big smile. Yeah, that will melt people's heart. But as a model, especially for New York Fashion Week, the key thing is to be cool. You got to look like a New Yorker.
Not a sweet, what does that mean?
Explain that. Cool. Yes.
Explain that more. What does it mean to act like a New Yorker? You've got to be like a New Yorker. What is your explanation of that?
Oh, actually, you know, here I will relay what my catwalk coach told me, who you also know, you know, our fabulous Paris Harris, the LA fashion guru. During the New York Fashion Week, I also went to him for the catwalk training. So I show him my work. He said my work is good, but it is more like Victoria's Secret model work. But for New York Fashion Week, I need to look really, really cool. Like, oh, I don't care about you. It was kind of like a snobby look. Yeah, so I'm here, but I'm not here. Okay, I'm not looking at you, you know, like that. Yeah, but to be honest, okay, so I try to be cool. cool, but you know, in nature, I'm very sweet. And actually, my dream is also become a Victoria's Secret model one day. So,
So you're on your way. I mean, look at all the wonderful things you've done, and you certainly are beautiful. And I'm sure Victoria would appreciate a woman of your class and your stats and your background. So don't worry about that. You're on your way to doing that. So let's go back to New York, and because the new, you know, everybody, there's this whole thing about the differences between New York and LA, and you know, New York is supposed to be the one that's broad and, you know, everything is diverse, and LA is diverse too, but it's a whole nother pace, a whole nother lifestyle, a whole nother daily living. So you were there for 5 days, right?
Actually, more than 5 days. After the New York Fashion Week, I stayed for the UN International Peace Day as Global Peace Ambassador, because the UN International Peace Day is September 24th every year.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't even know New York had an International Peace Day. I guess you learn something new every day. But so what did you do the whole time you were there? In between you doing the show, in between you interacting with the models and other people in the show, did you get to do any sightseeing? Did you, were you doing other things there? What did you do? Where did you go?
So actually, when I was at New York, the New York Fashion Week, I also started another pursuit to become a live show host. So, because in April, I was signed by a Malibu-based TikTok agency. So, so they asked me to do TikTok live show every week. You know, I know most of the TikTok shows, you know, it's all about the TikToker itself, but I don't want to do that. I want to, you know, make my show more informative. So since New York Fashion Week, I have been interviewing the producer of the New York Fashion Week Times Square show. I did that in New York. I posted on my TikTok. I also had a show with the official coach of Miss Universe. She's also based in New York.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
So did you meet anyone famous? We were at the you know, any of the famous models or anyone at the show? Who was there? Was anybody that we know of?
When I was in New York, actually, the other girl I met in August, we were at a smaller show in New York. Then I found out that she was picked by Tommy Hilfiger to be on his show. So that is very big. But that also gave me the inspiration. I felt that, okay, I know this girl. And now she's working for the world, for one of the most famous fashion designers of the whole world. If she can do it, I can do it.
Wow.
So that's my goal next year, to also work for a world famous designer.
Does Anna Wintour, you know Anna Wintour, does she come to the New York Fashion Week? Did you get to see her, spot her, take photos of her, or anyone connected to her at that time?
No, I didn't. But my goal is to make myself, you know, big enough to be able to go to be invited to Met Gala one day. So watch me. That's another goal of me
my life. I believe you. I've been watching you since we met, and seeing how much you've grown, and seeing how much your presence is so, you know, polishing every time and getting better and better. And it's, I'm so proud of you. That's all I can say is that I'm proud of anybody that gets out there and shows up consistently and does their thing and doesn't listen to all of the negatives and all of the back talks and all that, just sees your goal and focus on your goal and keep moving forward. So let's talk about Rachel's song. Let's talk about all of the things that you've done. So what, why modeling? Did you choose to be a model? Did somebody choose you to be a model? What made you go into the field of modeling and go through all of the different phases of modeling, like fit modeling and showroom modeling, and then walking the ramp, runway modeling? Those are all different aspects of different parts of the modeling industry. Talk to us about that a minute. Tell us what that made you feel like.
Yeah. So actually, eventually it is the modeling that chose me. Although for the last 15 years, I always met people on the street. They told me, "So, wow, you are so beautiful. You must be a model." But I used to tell people all the time, "I wish I'm a model, because I always thought that I'm just too old to be a model. I always thought that to be a model, to be a successful model, you have to start from like a teenager, like from 17, 18 at least." So although I always loved fashion as a fashionista for my whole life, I never thought that I could be a model. I just thought that I was too old to achieve that secret dream in me. But then in 2022, when I just went to a fashion show as an audience member, a major model booker spotted me at a fashion show. And the next thing I know, she signed me, I became model. And actually just 1 month after she signed me as a model, I was picked by L'Oreal's Redken to be on its biannual fashion and hair show as L'Oreal model.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh my gosh, so that's how you started. I remember when, you know, we both have modeling background. You're more present in it than I am because I didn't went in this direction. But I remember that when I became a Vidal Sassoon house model, I was so spoiled. I became a Vidal Sassoon house model in Beverly Hills, and they would have H. Harris, that was his name, H, and this other German guy, and they would all, to Vidal, you have to be willing to cut your hair and let them style and color, blah, blah, blah. And then I went from there, as we were talking, from working with Marika Nack. Marika Nack is from Switzerland. And then eventually I did some stuff for Marlene Stewart. Marlene Stewart is a very famous costume designer for major, major films. Look their names up if you don't know who I'm talking about. So, you know, the reason I mentioned those things is we have that background. But at the same time, what pushed you to go beyond the negatives that you heard? What pushed you to go beyond the, you know, okay, my English might be, you know, my accent might be strong, or I may not be this age, or, I mean, what pushed you, what inner motivation inside Rachel's song pushed you to continue through the adversity, the problems, obstacles?
Yes, yes. I feel that actually, I'm pursuing to become a world famous model and entertainer. I feel it's no longer for myself, but for all the people like me, which didn't have chance to be a model in the past. For example, when I started modeling, when I first time went to the United States, that was I went to the model showcase to be picked by model agencies. And a very famous model agency, The Scout, actually, she's really, really famous. She's all of the news right now. She really, really wants me. But at the end, she lost a battle with her agency over me because the agency only signed new models up to age 24. Basically, 24 for them to sign a new model, that's upper age limit. I'm just too old for that. So I'm working hard to prove that you can still be a supermodel at any age, just like you, Osiris. I just heard that you also got your modeling gig. I'm so happy for you too.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm born with a genetic skin disease. So from I had a memory, my family always told me I'm ugly. Became Mrs. Photogenic of Asia USA, Euro Global, and Latino Global. And then, basically, I'm a multi-title beauty queen, Mrs. China USA, Miss China World. Just shows that I'm not ugly, I'm beautiful. Mm-hmm. So I want to use my experience to tell everyone, no matter what setback you have, what challenge you have in your life, there's a way. So there's light at the end of the tunnel. Just like before, because I have genetic skin disease, my family always told me that I'm ugly, I cannot have good career, nobody will like me. But look what happened to me now.
Look at you. See, yes. That's what you want to do. You want to show, you don't say nothing. You just let your work speak for you. You know, let your life speak for you. Let your shine, let that light inside of you speak for you. You and I remember when we met, what we bonded on was the fact that we both had those kind of childhoods, that we were discouraged. Myself as a woman of color, a Black woman growing up in the South with very negative images. You born Black, poor, and ugly. You're going to die Black, poor, and ugly. You know, you're pie mouth. You know, you're tall. And I've been slender my whole life. That's why one reason I became a model after I found out you could model, you know, was that I've been slender. And in the Black community, the big butts that are now welcomed by the whole world have always been that in the Black community. That's always been the case. Italians, Black folk, they all have wonderful, wonderful, voluptuous behinds, you know. But I never had that like yourself. I was always slender with some kind of, my legs were bent, kind of crooked. They had to straighten them out, da 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 da. And then when I met this gay guy who worked for John Robert Powers, and one of my good friends was also there, they told me, and I was like 20 something years old with two kids, and they were like, "You are badass. You know, get in there." And they showed me how to walk and how to talk and how to present yourself and things like that. So, you know, you and I love you and I honor you and our sisterhood, because we do share that of late blooming, you know, being the kind of people that just kept working behind the scenes. You don't necessarily need people that you tell people everything you're doing and what you're going. That's none of their business. You're working hard. And that's why you're sitting in this chair and you are able to say all of the awards you've won, all of the things you did, despite what your family and friends say. They are, can be your worst enemies, can be the people closest to you sometimes. It's horrible to say that, but it's true, because they're looking at you from what they know you. They're not looking at you, the dreamer inside of you that is somewhere, that has a goal, that is working hard, continuing to show up, going through all the adversity, going through all the obstacles, whatever you need to do in it. And you should really pat yourself on the back. It's not easy to do. Most people quit before they start. Most people quit before they start. Somebody said, oh, your hair is ugly. I don't like your lips. Who cares what you like? You know, look, please. And most people that do things like that are very jealous type people. People that are going to support you are going to be people that like you. They love you. You're good. You're bad. You're ugly. They're going to love you. You know, you're a good person. You're doing what you need to do. And so when you did you come out of Asia and become a model, or did you start in your own country and move into the U.S. market?
Oh, actually, I left China to study MBA in Canada. And after I graduated from my MBA degree, I worked as a businesswoman and also political aide on Parliament Hill. And also campaign manager for major political party in Canada, also as a journalist. So I never thought that I could become a model, because I always thought that you had to be a model when you were still in school. Teenager. I thought I'm too old. But now I'm a supermodel.
So you got, I got scouted by that guy, the guy. And I was like, oh my gosh, really? He was like, I got kids. He's like, I don't care. You don't trust me. Just stop. You're doing it. You're good. So the same thing happened. You can share those experiences. So yes. Before I forget, let me go do a second shout out to the sponsor, Kevin Pike, Coldwell Banker. Got to talk about you. Senior real estate and probate specialist. We'll talk to you. Get it all out. Get it all in. Whatever you need to do, the man is experienced, and he's a nice person. I mean, from what I know, he's a wonderful human being, unless he chops people up late at night when nobody's watching or something like that. But no, he's a great guy. So please call him, 818-571-1508. Back to Miss Song, Miss International Supermodel Getty Published. Yes. I love that you're Getty Published.
Yes.
So how did you get... what happened to lead you to going to the New York Fashion Week? Did they call you and you got a spot in the show?
Oh, actually, you know, this is not a story of my life. Kind of being scouted by the fashion industry. So, before I even didn't plan to try to work for the New York Fashion Week, because I was pursuing my Hollywood actress career. But I saw on a Facebook group that in August there will be a fashion reality show taping in New York featuring the winner of America's Next Top Model. I'm a lifelong fan of America's Next Top Model. So I contacted them. I asked to be on their show just as an audience member, because they are looking for audience member on that show. You know, just because that episode in New York is about this fashion show they will put in New York. So I went there just as an audience member, but with my crown and the sash, as Mrs. China. I was just sitting there, like watching the fashion show. But then during the fashion show, after the fashion show, catwalk coach did her showing about the catwalk. The host asked me to challenge her. So I did my walk. Then after that, all the people on that reality show, because that reality show is produced by the Fashion Network TV, and lots of big fashion designers, lots of major fashion people, fashion bookers are on that reality show taping. Lots of people, they just came to me. They said they want to work with me. And one of the offers I got is this producer of the Fashion Network TV, who happens also be the producer of the New York Fashion Week.
Look at that.
Times Square. Come to New York Fashion Week. Yes.
So he saw you and spotted you at the show.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. And yeah. Then he contacted you after that. So see, you followed your intuition and look what happened.
Yes, and follow your dream. Chase your dream.
Wow, look at that. See, it's because it's destiny. It's for that to happen to you. And no matter what anyone does or says, even though your parents gave you that negative thing, it did. You can't not take anyone's destiny from them. It's going to happen no matter what happens along the way. If you're destined to do something, it is definitely going to come to you and it will happen. So let's talk a little bit about when you go to Fashion Week, any New York, LA Fashion Week, how diverse are the models now? Are they really putting a lot more large size voluptuous models in the shows? Are the standard models like the slim girls? Because, you know, modeling is a whole about selling the clothes, not your body. You want to look like you're on a rack that you're selling clothes to designers. Mm-hmm. What's going on there now? Are models able to have more of a personality? Or is it still just strictly showing the clothes? Is there diversity? Are they accepting all kinds, all sizes, all ages? What's going on?
Okay. So, first of all, I noticed the difference between the models in New York and LA. So the models in New York are definitely mostly slender, skinny than models in LA. But actually, for myself, is a comfort because for my whole life, my family or other people, they always said that I am too skinny. But I'm just born this way. I'm seeing lots of super skinny models like me during the New York Fashion Week. Actually, for me, that is a comfort.
Yes.
But on the other hand, during the New York Fashion Week, I do see a huge attempt, the major effort by the designers to have, diversity sizes, to have diverse models, because basically when we are there, for the 5 days of the fashion show, always the models went there, then the designer give the clothes that he think good on us. But I noticed that a lot of designers nowadays, they have clothes in all different sizes. So actually that even
I guess we lost it.
He really wants to work with me, but his smallest size is size 4, but I'm size 2. So he couldn't have his clothes for me, but so he gave his clothes to bigger model. So basically now, I saw the designers, they have all different sizes. So no matter what your size is, you all have chance. So all the girls listening up, this is from my experience. So doesn't matter your size.
Okay, good. And then are they really accepting more Asian models, more women of color? Is that happening or is it still mostly tall, skinny white girls or tall, whatever? Is it that or European girl, that kind of thing? What's going on with the diversity now? Is it truly opening up to women of color and other cultures?
Yes. So honestly, actually, I saw lots of gorgeous, gorgeous black models during the New York Fashion Week. Mm. Yeah. So congratulations.
We got in there. Thank goodness.
Yes.
So were you able to make friendships with any of the models and become sisters, people that you felt a kinship with? Did any of that happen?
Yes, actually, I not only did I gain friendship, but also actually I gained management. I got a manager through my experience in New York. So because I actually started from my first work trip in New York in August for this fashion reality show taping. So I met all the partners of this Fashion Network TV, and a female partner of the Fashion Network TV, she really liked me. So not only she followed up to book me for the New York Fashion Week Times Square show, she also sent me the casting notice of many other shows for me to try. So actually, I started late for my trial, for my audition practice of the New York Fashion Week. I only started from late August after I decided to come to New York. That's the reason I only got 5 days of the show. I didn't got booked for the whole 6 days, but she sent me all the casting notice still available, up until September 11, when the New York Fashion Week officially started. That's the reason I got booked for another 4 days of show by going to this audition she told me about. And also after the New York Fashion Week, she really likes me. So now she's my manager in New York. I will do so many models in New York. Believe me, that will happen.
It's so exciting. Well, New York is just exciting. I never wanted to live back east, but I like going there. I like going there. When I was hanging out in New York back in the day when I was younger, I used to travel much more. New York was always so busy. And I remember when I first went there and I saw all these people behind me, I'm like, where are they? Why are they following me? I felt very invaded. Like, why is it so many people around me at one time? That kind of thing. And then once I understood what was going on there, of course, I got used to it. But it's, New York, there's no place like New York. And as far as I'm concerned, there's no place like L.A. Right. I never compared them. They're two different kinds of places. There's no compare. L.A.'s on the West Coast. New York's on the East Coast. The whole weather thing is different. Come on now.
I love both.
And I love both. That's right. I get pleasure in both. So what can we expect from you now, Miss International Beauty Queen?
Yes. So,
what are you going to be doing in the future?
Yes. So for sure, I will do modeling more. Yeah. I have been booked for the New York Fashion Week in February already. And my manager talked about she wants me to also work for the Miami Swim Week. But my personality is that if I want to do something, I want to do it really, really big. So now I don't want to just be one of the models, one of the many models for the Miami Swim Week. So now I have another, I will achieve another goal, actually, which I had for several years already. I will illustrated model search, cover model search.
Say it again because it went out, the stream lost.
Yes.
Say what again, what you were going to say.
Yes. So I will compete for the Sports Illustrated cover model search.
That's what I'm talking about. Go for it. Yeah. I'll be right there with you yelling, "That's my girl!" Louder than anybody
Thank
else.
You.
That's my girl. Yes, get her. That's me all the way, sister. That's what I'm talking about. You go and you can do it. Who says you can't? Who?
Yes.
Tell me why you can't do it. Tell me why.
Yes. And I will do it. I do it not for me, for all the women, with disadvantage like me. Like all the women, they are older and they have genetic disease. They are minority. Mm-hmm. I do for all the women. I believe if I, with all the disadvantage I have, since I was born. Yeah. If I can achieve, I can become supermodel, I can become a beauty queen. Everyone, you can do it too, if that's what you want. Well, for any dream, you can do it. As long as you don't give up and don't listen to any naysayers, listen to yourself.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say, what the mind can believe, the mind can achieve. So, you know, it's all about the mind and how you think, baby girl. You know, that's where I am. I'm with that. So listen, give us your social media tags before we get off this show. We've got about maybe 5 good minutes left. Give you 3 or 4 minutes. Give your social media tags. Where can we find out more about the fabulous, the incomparable, the Rachel Song?
Okay. So my Instagram is Miss China, MSCHINA, _ Miss Canada, MSCNNADA, _ Miss Photogenic.
Wow.
Yes, PHOTOGENIC. And my TikTok is Beauty Queen Barbie. BEAUTYQUEEN _ BARBIE.
Get it, Barbie. I guess they never thought Barbie might be that Chinese. You know,
yeah.
Barbie comes in all flavors now. She's international. You can get anybody in Barbie these days. I love it. And so your crown. I love that you wore the crown. If you want to hold your head up just a little bit so people can see it, bend your head forward, just a little like that.
Oh,
that's beautiful.
Okay.
Oh my God! And what crown is this from? Which show?
Okay, this crown for my. Mrs. China, USA.
There it is. Yeah. There it is right there. You don't have to say she didn't do it. She has the proof in the pudding.
And also, no, Mrs. Photogenic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, listen, we got a scooby-doo out of here. I want to say, oh my gosh, thank you, Rachel, Miss International, Getty Published, award-winning model, Miss Rachel Song, for coming on to our show. Oh my gosh, I couldn't do this without all of you lovely people out there. My girls, you know I love you. All you lovely people out there supporting us, you know, I love you for who you are, that you show up every week. Be yourself. Don't let anything get in the way. No negatives, whatever. Friends or family, cut them off. And then the other thing is that I love you just for being you and for supporting me and Rachel and fighting the good cause and the good fight, trying to stay decent people, even though the world has gone stark mad. And, you know, shout out to Sam Hassan, LA Talk Radio. Thank you, Sam. Without you, I would not be able to do a great show every week. Let's see who else. Shout out to those of you out there that are struggling, challenged, it's the end of the year, it's the holiday season. Keep your spirits high and your thoughts even higher. Things and dreams do come true, I'm here to tell you. And don't forget to smile. It works wonders. We want to thank Rachel Song again for coming over and for being here with us. And don't forget on me, I'm IG Osiris _Munir_ the painter. And you can also look me up under Osiris, OSIRIS, Munir, MUNIR, and Ankh, ANKH, Entertainment Production. Mm-hmm. We'll see you next week, okay? Don't forget to smile. I love you. Kisses. Bye. Bye, Rachel.
Bye.
You're listening to The Osiris Munir Show, only on LA Talk Radio.